KGTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger, Northern Iowa, Central Florida, East Tennessee State. Geography lesson or Final Four? Live coverage of the NCAA tournament tonight at 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Probably would be a good idea for us all to begin pondering the looming specter of the ranch report, which is at 5:30 today. Right now, though, the overriding question, has Lance Nix heard the big techno pop hit, Give It To Me, Lance? And if so, what does he think of it? With more on that, here's Cobra.
Let me set this up by saying that I've been very...
Should we guess first?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to... We'll do that here in a second.
Okay.
I've been very leery of talking to Lance Nix about this. Because when we went into the clubhouse a couple days ago, I saw him, and I've never seen him before up close. And he's a scary-looking dude.
Well, he's not scary-looking. He's just very well-built. Looks like he could bust somebody's ass.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he's got that shaved head. I mean, he's scary-looking. He's a scary-looking guy.
He's usually got a goatee working.
He's just intimidating.
He's a professional-looking athlete.
Yeah, he is. No question about it. So, Reiner...
Well-conditioned...
Very well conditioned. Hot.
Yeah, he's hot. We've been talking about doing this for the last couple of weeks, you know, when we came down here. And we've all been laughing about it or whatever. Well, when push came to shove yesterday, Reiner was like, man, I have three words for you. Don't do this. Because you thought...
Well, Reiner has a history with it.
What was your position on this?
Well, missionary...
Just fight through it.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy who has not been in the major leagues very long. He's still trying to make his way. And he was with the Rough Riders last year, and I was around him a little bit then. And he struck me as very accommodating and very willing to talk baseball and talk about his situation and everything. And that was really about all he was willing to talk about. He was a nice guy, but he was just a real focused guy.
Like most young baseball players.
Yeah, most young baseball players who know that they're very likely going to be a big part of the team they're with, and they're kind of in a hurry to, you know, to get going with it.
So you thought that he would, if he hadn't heard it, and I had to play it for him, because what was going to happen...
I didn't think that this was going to be something he would be terribly amused by. And I thought that he might be so offended by it that there might be some kind of repercussion on this.
You mean from him and or the Rangers?
Yeah.
It's not like you haven't done that before.
True.
Here.
True.
Last year.
Again. all right, so here I am with all this information.
But, of course, that doesn't scare you at all.
Snake.
No, I was scared. Not scared, but...
But you're going
to
do it.
Well, not enough to not do it. No, I mean, I was going to do it no matter what.
You were just a little jittery about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Which, if that were me and somebody like Reiner that had a little bit of knowledge, then, you know what, don't do this. It's not a good idea. I'm not doing it. Not you, not the snake, not the cobra.
Well, you got to take that chance. You have to take the chance. I mean, maybe something good will come out of this.
Cobra.
Maybe we'll start a relationship with the guy.
Or maybe you're going to destroy something.
Right. Right.
It's a risk-reward.
Sure. And the Give It To Me, Lance song, we wrote that song a year ago.
Plus, he's intimidating. And doesn't really have a great sense of humor, very focused, but on top of all that, he's pretty religious.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, the Give It To Me, Lance song, basically all we did was, this is for a couple new players, he and Ramon Navarre and some other guy, who was it?
Eric Bickerstaff?
He plays for the Cowboys,
yeah,
Danny.
I think it was for him, for real.
I think it was for the other running
Richie
back.
Anderson.
Richie Anderson.
Yeah, it wasn't just for the Rangers.
The one that I like to fight.
So we wrote these songs for these guys when they came to the plate. You know, like...
Wasn't it Gerald Laird?
Oh.
No.
Bold.
For Chuck Morgan to play over the PA every time they step to the plate.
Because Rusty has...
Right, Sweet Home
Sweet
Alabama.
Home, Pudge, Magnificent Seven.
Right, blah, so blah, blah, blah. Lance would have, give it to me, Lance, every time he steps to the plate. So should we play it?
Yeah, let's hear the song for those idiots that haven't heard it yet.
Don't call our listeners idiots.
Come on.
I was talking to somebody else.
With people coming in,
go ahead.
Going out every day.
Play. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Push, push. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Give it to me, Lance. Push, push. Oh. Oh. Is that blood? So here I go this morning, off to Ranger baseball camp at 8 in the morning, and I walk in the locker room, armed with one recording device, another playing device to play this song for him. And he walks to the locker, and you want to do that now
or next? Do the predictions now, and we'll play the audio next.
Okay, predictions.
I don't think he was very amused by this at all.
Greg,
I don't think he was very amused by it. I think he was very put off, and I don't think you got very far with it.
I think he just looked at you like you were some kind of real wacko.
And if the other question is, do I think he's ever heard it before? Is that another question?
Yeah.
No. I don't think he's ever heard of it, and very marginally has he heard of the ticket.
Michael?
I will go along with that.
All right. We'll let you know exactly what happened next.
Who's died of death? Listen, beginning Monday, April 5th at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. You could win on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnuolo is on the way. That'll be at 5:30 today. Right now, though, we're about to hear a little bit of audio between the Cobra and Lance Nix.
So we set it up. Does Lance know the Give It To Me Lance song? Has he heard of it? So I walked down in the clubhouse, and I had my recorder to record everything that was going on. I also had a little player to play the song for him in case he hasn't heard it.
Now, did you see anybody you knew in there?
Oh, yeah. I walked in. I talked to Kevin Mitch for a while.
Did you tell him what you were about to do?
No, I didn't. No.
Kevin Mitch is your little buddy.
He's very interested in things that are...
He's one of your little buddies.
Yeah. So I see Lance walk over to his locker in his
Snake.
Civvies, not in his uniform yet. And I, like I said, I was...
Did he pull off that shirt showing that Charles Atlas body?
Yes, he did.
That's the first thing he does. Ryan said he used to do that all the time.
So there he stands.
Looking like Adonis.
All cut to holy hell, staring at me as I walk towards him. And you say... that he will be pissed over this. You both say that. He'll be put off by
it. I don't know if he'll be pissed.
He
just won't like it. He won't see the humor in it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I say. And as far as hearing, have ever heard of the song? No, I don't think he's ever heard of it.
He will walk away from this considering this interfacing with you nothing but a big waste of time.
All right. Well, let us hear what happened this morning between myself and Lance Nix.
I worked at the Ticket radio station back in Dallas. Okay. You heard of it before? Okay. We did a bit. We do a lot of comedy, a lot of book stuff. And we did a bit last year where the new players, some of the new guys, we, you know, when players come to bat and certain songs come over the PA, like when Rusty comes to bat, Sweet Home Alabama or something like that. We did a bit for the new players where whenever you guys came to bat, it was you, Ramon Navarre, and someone else. And we wrote these goofy songs. And have you heard about this at all? The Give It To Me Lance?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
You did hear about it?
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
So you've listened to the station?
No, a friend of mine told me about it and then pulled up on the internet.
So what'd you think?
That's sort of ridiculous. I don't know. We had a good laugh about it, though.
So you weren't offended by it? Because we, you know, we wrote it, and it's obviously super gay, but the gayest thing you could ever write. And... it's just become part of our, like, on our show, which we do in the afternoons. We play it all the time. Not in reference to you, but we just think it's funny, the sound and stuff like that. But we had a bet whether or not you'd heard it or not, so you have.
Definitely.
Okay. And you're not totally pissed off or offended by it, put out by it?
Totally.
Okay. Can we make it gayer?
No. Not at all.
So would that not be something you'd like to hear when you came back?
I don't think you could make it gayer.
With the push and all that stuff?
I think there's no chance to make it any gayer.
Alright, well cool, that's all I need to know. I just wanted to know if you'd heard it or not.
Did you win the bet?
Yeah, we thought that, you know, perhaps you'd heard about it, but maybe you'd not actually heard it before, so.
Okay. Alright, man, we'll keep having fun then, I guess.
Alright, Lance, I appreciate it, man.
I'm stunned.
Wow.
Aren't you stunned, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm a little bit stunned, I must say.
It's very cool, nice handshake. Keep having fun.
Keep having fun, I guess.
Having fun.
Having fun.
Yeah?
So you are shocked by that?
Yes.
You know, the worst part, what I feared...
You know what shocks me more than anything? Is that he has heard of the song. That shocks me.
He and his buddy went and downloaded it off the internet.
That's what I mean. That he's even heard of it. To take the time and effort. I don't know.
It was up there for a while.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
On Drop Page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mr. Dew had it up there.
You could find it if you wanted to. But my greatest fear was him saying, no. No, I don't know what you're talking about. No.
And then you have to
then
play
I
it
had
for
to
him.
Hand him the headphones.
See, I was hoping you'd do it anyway and go, well, here it is. I want you to listen to it one time and just.
No, you know what? I felt so good about it, and I was so happy that he had heard it.
I'm so happy that he didn't cave your
but
face in.
You just
in.
Weren't going to push the envelope any further.
No. I figured if you heard it once, that's enough. You don't need to hear it again, you know? But sitting there.
But then in Corby style, you couldn't leave it alone, could you?
Snake.
Well, can we make you gayer? Just couldn't leave it alone.
Oh.
You know, you could have got out of there looking pretty good, but no.
No, man, I'm telling you.
Can we make you gay?
I'm telling you, it's all good with that guy. He's really funny. I mean, you know, not really funny, but in a subtle way, he was smiling the whole time I was talking to him. You know,
so he was just having a big kick with this, huh?
Yeah, it was cool. As soon as I said, give it to me, Lance, have you heard that? He was like, his eyes got a little wider. He was like, yeah, I've heard that.
Wonderful.
Now, were any other players gathering around?
No.
Because usually when you get there, you'll draw a crowd.
Yeah, they were...
Players want to know what you're up to.
They were all playing cards at one of the tables over there. Kevin Minch and a lot of the guys that I'm not familiar with. I don't know what a lot of those guys look like. But I was really scared about having to sit there and hit play with his headphones on and me having to sit through him listening to it, not having heard it before, and watching his reaction.
You know what I would have bet a lot of money on? That it would have been the exact opposite. Did you say, hey, have you heard about this? No. Well, will you listen to it? Okay, yeah. And then he puts the headphones on, he's sitting there holding the deal, or you are, and you get that give it to me, Lance, and you get that first push, and him just taking the headsets and go, you know what, I don't need this, and just throwing it down and walking around and blowing you off. I would have bet a lot of money on that.
Thank God it didn't happen that way. Well, it would have been funny either way, I guess. We'd had tension one way, but this way, you know that he's cool with it.
This is a big letdown.
Well, for you.
This is no payoff.
For you.
Isn't it for you, Ron? This is no payoff at all.
Well, it's not the payoff I was hoping
and
for.
I was hoping
you'd bash the snake's head in.
And I can guarantee the P1s are not happy with this outfit.
Sure, well, probably not.
We have what you might want to call makeup audio.
Yeah, I think this is an even bigger payoff than the Lance Nick stuff. Because within the context of the actual song itself, in the end, there are four distinctive moans. Go ahead and play. Do you have just the moan, Psycho? Or you can, however you want to get to it, just play those four moans. And we've had the discussion before.
We can't talk about this on the air.
What is going on during those moans?
We can't talk about this.
Yes, we can. Don't worry.
We don't need to say anything.
Yeah, you can keep your mouth shut because it's already taken care of.
Oh, yeah. Somebody else has already
opened their mouths.
Right.
I'm sure you need to tell me to keep my mouth shut.
I didn't do that. It was a snake.
Yeah, but I'm blaming you.
Okay.
So what is going on? Let's say that there is some sort of interaction between Lance and myself. What is happening during those four moans? Well, from the extremely sick mind of Mike Reiner, you think that the rest of us have
sick minds?
Don't
let him play this, man. Don't let him play it, man.
You think that we're sick? This is what he thinks of late at night.
Do we have the moans?
Yeah.
Here we go.
So the other day...
I love Cream.
The other day, we're driving around, and thank God that Donnie Baseball is here with recorder at all times, because Reiner brings up exactly what he thinks is going on during those 4 moans between me and Lance Nix.
And what brought this on is Reiner was sitting up there, the car was completely quiet, listening to the radio, and he just starts giggling to himself.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you laughing at? And this is what he said.
Lance is dancing behind the Cobra.
Okay.
He's wearing nothing but Speedos. He's got a real hard... Meanwhile, here's the Cobra wearing one of two costumes, and the Cobra is high out of his mind on poppers, first of all. His face is fully made up.
What do you mean by that?
With makeup, lipstick, makeup, on his eyes, everything. His hair is long and it's pulled into two pigtails on either side. And he's wearing one of two things.
You know you're not going to be able to get these out of the show.
Either a sundress or a little halter top tied here with a bare midriff. Hot pants with no ass and boots.
And they're dancing.
And they're dancing.
And that's the first moan?
Yes, the first one is when he feels that big rubbing up against those exposed buttocks.
And that's the...
Oh!
Yeah. Okay. Have you got to the second one yet?
I like the Corby better with the pink tip.
Well, he's got the pigtails at either side.
Oh,
scenario.
He does? Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess...
All right, now the
I guess under the sundress, he would raise the sundress
right, the sundress
up.
Would be raised.
Oh, dear.
Look at that. They're acting like they're just so put off by this.
Oh, I know.
No, keep going. I want to hear more.
This is not my vision.
This
is give it to me, Lance.
This is a turtle.
Oh, it's fine.
So what's the second bone?
All right, the second one is...
We can't stop.
The sundress is raised.
So at this point, do you guys know that Donnie's recording?
Yes, he's got
absolutely.
It behind.
Because you guys are you are just really...
He's got it behind. Reiner's in the front
seat. Hey, I knew he was, too.
Oh, you knew he was recording?
No, you
didn't.
No,
you
did.
Sure, I did.
Because yesterday we made reference to it, or 2 nights ago we made reference to it.
Were you rolling on that?
Yeah, and you're like...
You bastard.
You go, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
You didn't know because we had
sure
it behind.
I did,
we had it behind
you
his.
You can tell that you guys are egging him on
everything.
There.
We had it behind his headrest, you know, so it was sitting right
why
there.
Why didn't you just stick it in his mouth?
Well, he couldn't see it that way. All right, go ahead.
Rubbing up against the naked buttocks.
Oh.
And the second one, he turns around and has a look at the big.
Oh. Oh.
Okay, so the two O's are out of the way. Now you can get to the O's.
All right, the O, the third O, the first O, is the big starting to the of the Cobra. Or probably he's being looped up.
Oh.
And then at the fourth one, there's...
And then Cobra looks around after the
sees something on the floor and asks the question.
Well, what is that question?
Is that blood? Wonderful.
And just big, meaty, burly Lance
is giving it to him.
Oh.
See that, Craig? I feel like they're just so put off by this.
That is genius.
That is genius.
Oh, Arlo, what is your vision of the four?
I don't even want to get into it.
And he didn't. He pulled out his Bible and we just moved on to another
subject. Ask for redemption.
That's a very well thought out vision.
God, man.
That is so violent and graphic, your explanation.
And he was up there just laughing at himself, thinking about it.
That was the funniest part. Is because it was kind of quiet. We had the radio on. I thought everybody was decompressing. All of a sudden, Reiner just started laughing. Just cackling.
Just cackling. Well,
I was picturing the fully made up face and the pigtails. And the hot pink hot pants.
I like the fact that you couldn't decide on the outfit, whether it was going to be the midriff and the hot pants or the sundress.
I like the sundress.
Yeah, because you had to raise it up.
It's more effeminate.
Ooh.
So there you go.
Are you proud of that?
You know what's the funny part of this? Is that our company, they pay very good money for us to go out of town.
I know.
For that. For, to go out of town and cover a major league baseball team. And that's what they get. And they get Give It To Me Lance in sundresses and gay made-up Corby in pigtails. Oh, they must be proud in York.
All right, the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola, speaking of fully made-up faces, is next here on The Ticket.